Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
28-25, Oldham County leads it as we start the third quarter play. It's like the starters on the floor. No, check that. Starters on the floor for Oldham County with Votaw, Campbell, Oak, Sloan, and Wagner Rose. But Collins will start Scriber, Tyson Turner, McKnight, Vail, and Thompson. So Tyson Turner getting a start here after the half, just as we saw a night ago. Collins basketball inbounded to Turner into backcourt. Hands back to McKnight. McKnight gets it away to Thompson. Right back to McKnight. Puts the double team in the corner. Scriber will shoot the three. This one short. Tapped up and taken by Sloan.
Another good shot. I love the extra pass by Marcellus. The shot just didn't go.
And we're going to drive baseline. Gets way opposite corner. Three in the air ball. Oh, got it.
Collin misses a lot of them three. Oldham missed a lot of them three. That's, I know, that's the name of the game. That's
biggest lead of the night here for Oldham County at six. Collins needs a basket here. Bale down underneath Thompson. He'll lay it in. Wide open under the basket. And a good pass from Bale. 31-27 Oldham County.
There's no ball pressure on the passer right there. Marcellus had a wide open lane to throw the basketball.
Votaw gets it away to Wagner Rose over to Oak.
People never realize you come back to basketball games already started. Get here before it starts. You smoke later.
Wagner Rose traveled with it. Good help defense by Marcellus Vail.
I know
if I can travel.
I'm sorry. If I know if I can hold off eating, they can hold off smoking. neither one of us need to do either one of them. So.
Turner in the middle to Scriber. He'll drive and has it knocked away. Stolen. Here comes Votaw. Goes to the basket. No good. Rebounded by Oak. Challenged by McKnight. Taken out by McKnight. Both of them ahead to Turner. Tyson going to go the other way. No good. Rebounded by Thompson. No good. Finally fouled.
I tell you what, Oldham County never fouls in. When they do, the whole crowd goes crazy.
Foul on Sloan, his second. And we'll send Aaron Thompson to the line to shoot two shots.
Another misplay, though. Shot around the basket. Got to hit two footers. Got to hit two footers and free throws. Off the corner, you should say.
Free throw by Thompson rolls in. In the game, Dalton Eden will check in for Josh Scriber.
Josh, you shoot the basketball. I mean, you're right there in the middle of the lane. Great offensive basketball player.
Second free throw, Thompson, also good. That's the lead to two here, 31-29. Oldham leads it. 6:15 to go in the third. Sloan with it out front, guarded by Eden. It's a dribble handoff, has it knocked on the floor. Finally kicked out to Sloan. Tapped up and stolen by Eden. Gets it away to McKnight. McKnight kicks it right side, left side to Vail. Fakes it, leaves it inside to Thompson. He's hammered underneath by Sloan. That'll be number three. And you're right. Every time Oldham County fouls, they put their palms up in the air and look to Coach Durhuisen and say, Daddy, they did not call a foul on me. Thompson back to the line to shoot two. Free throw, good.
I bet they stand up in church a lot. You got that right.
I got you. So Thompson, another free throw, chance to tie it here. Free throw, got it.
Oh, big free throws by Thompson.
Thompson all six here in the second half for Collins and tied it up at 31. Votaw, dribble handoff back to Campbell. Looking to drive on Turner. Good defense by Tyson, rebounded by McKnight. And he fouled and hit hard by Xander Rosen. Once again, he looks to the sideline and says, you've got to be kidding me. And McKnight gets up slowly.
Durhuisen was yelling at Oak. Was it Oak who shot the ball?
It was Campbell.
Durhuisen was yelling at Campbell now.
Did you see Wagner Rose?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's still complaining.
If I had a good name like Wagner Rose, I'd complain, dude. Like he should be on a soap opera or something. I think he's going to be the next Bachelor.
So
Really didn't.
Yeah, cleaning up some moisture on the floor.
I feel like we're watching a race. Like, he just keeps inching forward.
End of the game for Oldham County will be Nick Carter. He'll check in for Wagner Rose.
Didn't Wagner Rose sound like a bachelor, though?
Also, number two, Logan Hudgens in for Sloan. So Collins with a chance to take the lead here.
Three big fouls on Sloan, though. That could come into play.
Turner bounces up ahead to Vail. Opposite side to McKnight. Davion back to Vail. Left side wide open three. This one way off. Rebound taken by Oak on the ground. Picked up by McKnight. Laid it up. Draws the foul. Man, how strong was that? Look at these guys. Just ripped it away from Oak.
Now they're all looking for a ride home. Thumbs up in the air.
That's the second foul on Oak. And things have changed a little here in the second half. 14 fouls already on Oldham County. Free throw by McKnight. Good. And Collins, their first lead since midway through the second. And the official in midcourt, I thought I saw Campbell slip when he was trying to play defense. And the official's going to bring the ball boy back out with a towel to wipe up some sweat that's on the floor.
Is that Mariotti or how do you say that?
Mariota?
Mariota. You don't need to start anymore, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He ran like
a ball boy. Free throw by McKnight. Second one, no good. 32-31, Collins. Right side, three in the air. Got it. Nick Carter. Collins just slow in transition. And Oldham County back out on top, 34-32. Turner at the point. And handed it back, or tried to McKnight. Taken away by Voto, laid it in. And Collins is really weak out front with the ball right now. McKnight will come out and play the point. Hands back to Eden. Dawson being doubled. He's in trouble. Gets on a back cut to Thompson, laid it in.
Nice back cut there by Thompson. A good job by Dawson. Not to get too anxious. He's waiting for the back cut, and there's a nice pass.
36-34, Oldham leads it. Out of run Campbell. Over to Oak, right side here.
Wanda might play defense over on the second row. Same.
Who?
His daddy.
Oh, yeah. Left side, Oak has it. Out front. Now swing ball back to the right wing here. Quick ball movement. Campbell looking to drive on Turner. Thought he may have taken an extra step, laid it in. Oldham back out by four, 38-34. McKnight leaves it off for Eden in the corner to Turner. Tyson back to Eden. Leaves it off Thompson. Baseline jumper in the air. Rolled off, no good. McKnight with the rebound. Goes up, laid it in. Throws a foul. And McKnight right now just doing the dirty work inside. Foul on Campbell, his first. Gibson checking in for Votal. And McKnight to the line trying to cut it to a one-point game. Free throw up, good. Davion now with seven. Oldham County leads 38-37. Gibson out front, gets it to Oak, right side to Campbell. Good defense to Turner, out front to Carter. Back to Gibson. Now straight away to Oak, left side to Carter. Back out to Gibson, quickly right side back to Oak. Oak trying to spin on McKnight, turned away by McKnight. McKnight gets it back to Gibson. Gibson looking to work on Vail. He's in trouble with it. And Coach Gaither won a three-second call, but instead Oldham County will take a 30-second timeout. 3:09 to go in the third. Oldham leads it 38-37. You're listening to Titan Basketball here at the finals of the 8th region on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
38-37. Collins lead, or Collins trails it. Oldham County leads it. Oldham County basketball. They'll have it baseline out of bounds. Oak set to trigger it in for the Colonels. Gets it in to Carter. Getting Oak here in the corner. Good defense by Jacoby to jump out on him. It's a good shooter. Around to Campbell straight away. To Carter. Back to Oak. Right side to Gibson. Left side back to Oak. Right back straight away to Carter. Carter picks his dribble up. He's in trouble. And knocked away. Stolen by Eden. Dawson the other way. Laid it in. Collins back out in front, 39-38.
Dawson just ring the passing lanes right there. Went in under control. Didn't go in, you know, 100 mile an hour like it is. Went in, little jump stop there, and laid it in.
Just got Dawson. Just got to be carried. Don't over jump that. If so, don't back cut it. Gibson with it. Looking to drive on bail. Takes his dribble up. Gets it to Oak. He'll shoot the three. This one well off. Good box out ball. Dawson Eden. Gets it away to Vail. He'll get over to McKnight. 2:05 to go here in the third. Davion shakes his man. Leaves it off for Evans. He'll fake the three-step in, shoot the 15-footer. Got it! My boy Jacoby with the pump fake. And Collins back out on top, 41-38.
The victory, Seagull, with one early in the third.
1:50 to go in the third.
Late in the third.
Left side. Carter has it out front to Oak. Swing it right side to Gibson. Back to Oak. Back straight away to Carter. Struggle. That's double dribble. No call. And Oldham County wants a timeout. Coach Gaither exactly right. That was a double dribble and no call. Full timeout. We'll step away. Collins is edged back out on top. 41-38. You're listening to Titan Basketball. Here at the 8th Region Final on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated community pharmacy. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the whole family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. Located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Zaxby's Caribbean Jerk Chicken is just like a vacation in the tropics, only without the sunburn.
Oh!
Or the dive-bombing seagulls.
Ah!
Or all of that pesky sand.
How'd it get in there?
At least it tastes like the tropics. Enjoy our famous chicken tossed in a tropical blend of spicy habanero, fruity mango, and exotic island spices. The Caribbean Jerk boneless wings in the new filet sandwich meal. Two more reasons you'll get a kick out of Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio.
41-38. Collins,
really, you get a crowd.
1:30 to go in the third. Collins fans come to their feet. Inbounded to Sloan, hands back to Gibson. Gibson working against Vail. High post to Sloan. He'll turn and face up, kick left side here to Botal. Botal looking to spin, cut off by Jacoby. Back to Gibson, straight away to Oak. Campbell behind the back dribble. Kicks it out, Oak. Fakes the three. Feeds it down on the post to Sloan.
That's a double dribble.
Sloan. And has it fired up! Coming nice jump ball possession of Oldham County.
Hey, double dribble. I agree. I agree with the fans around us. He double dribbled. Yeah, even though he knew it was a double dribble.
59 seconds to go. We're in the third. The Collins side of the gym and everybody on their feet.
We're coming forward. Can we get a ball boy on the other? This poor kid's done ran 8 miles.
Marcus Mariota back out with the towel.
He's like, can we get them?
Hey, the good thing is Mariota's used to carrying a towel these days, so it's good.
Man, come on.
Tyson Turner will check in for Marcellus Vail. McKnight, still, he played the entire way here.
I don't think he's coming out unless he has to.
Getting down under the basket, the Campbell goes up, makes it, and draws the foul. Big answer from Oldham County. Foul on Dalton Eden, his second.
This is a good play call there by Coach Zerhees.
And Vail right back off the bench. Will check back in. He'll check in for Dalton.
Here you go. Foul him. You got to foul him hard enough where the basket don't go in.
So Campbell the line, trying to tie it up here. Free throw in the air, rolling in. Campbell now with nine. We're tied at 41. Up ahead to Turner. Leaves it off on the baseline to Scriber, out front to McKnight. Back to Turner. Cross court pass to Jacoby.
Go get the ball, Dave.
Jacoby back to McKnight. Cross court pass back to Turner. In the middle to Vail. Back to Turner. Back to McKnight straight away, 33 seconds. McKnight in and out dribble. Leaves it off Turner. He'll shoot the three. Got it!
Woo! Tyson got to shoot it more. Shoot it more, Tyson. Shoot it more, Tyson.
44-41. Collins back out on top. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Gibson out front, guarded by Vail. They'll go for one. They'll angle left side. Trying to get Campbell off the top for a three. Good defense. Closed out by Jacoby. He'll shoot it anyway. No good. Rebounded by McKnight. And that'll do it for three. So Collins outscores Oldham County by six during the third quarter. And they lead it 44-41 after three quarters of play. You're listening to Titan Basketball. Here's the eighth region final on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.